With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump promising more crackdowns after the ICE facility shooting in Dallas. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Reacting to the shooting in Dallas, the president said the deranged shooter wrote anti-ICE on his shell casings. This is despicable, he said on his social media site. The president called on Democrats to stop this rhetoric against ICE and America's law enforcement. And the president promised more crackdowns, saying he would sign an executive order in coming days to dismantle what he called domestic terrorism networks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, the Texas GOP will consider censuring 10 Republican lawmakers next month, including House Speaker Dustin Burrows, in a move that could potentially bar them from appearing on the GOP primary ballot. Here's reporter Bernie Bennett.
The state Republican Executive Committee announced it would consider resolutions submitted by county parties against the speaker and 9 committee chairs, alleging they flouted the core principles of the Republican Party of Texas. If approved, the censures could test a new party rule authorizing county chairs to block the lawmakers from running in the March GOP primary. They came on the heels of a series of sessions in which Republicans pushed through a series of conservative priorities, including private school vouchers and a new congressional map meant to give the party 5 new seats in Congress. Bernie Bennett reporting.
At the United Nations Wednesday, Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky telling those there that the world is, in quote, the most destructive arms race in human history. A drone launched by Yemen's Houthi rebels has wounded at least 22 people in southern Israel, marked a rare breach of Israel's sophisticated missile defenses, which have greatly limited casualties from such attacks. Meanwhile, President Trump's Mideast envoy expressing optimism over a plan to end the war. This is SRN News. More abortion clinics are closing.
According to the Susan B. Anthony list, more than 40 facilities have shut their doors permanently so far this year. SBA President Marjorie Dannenfelter says, quote, life is winning. Imagine how many more clinics will shut down once they stop receiving $500 million in Medicaid money. Many of the closings are taking place in states such as California and Illinois, where Democrats hold sway and abortion is heavily protected and promoted. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal appeals court says a Vermont Christian school can participate in the state's sports league. That decision overturns a previous one that upheld a ban on the school after it forfeited a high school girls' basketball game against a team with a male athlete. U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit has granted Mid-Vermont Christian School a preliminary injunction to rejoin the league as the battle continues in court. This is SRN News. While there may be trouble in Toyland, for some retailers, it's definitely not a universal condition.
While tariffs and years of teetering mall traffic have roiled much of the toy industry, Build-A-Bear investors continue reaping sizable gains. Shares of the toy retailer, which specializes in plush animals that consumers can make in-store, are up more than 60% since the start of the year, and the company's profits have soared to record after record in recent quarters. Rich Thomason, Washington.
An aggressive squirrel sending 2 people to the emergency room in the San Francisco area. They were attacked and suffered minor wounds. Officials do say they're hunting for the squirrel. They also say squirrels are not vectors for rabies, and this particular squirrel is not accompanied by a moose. More details at srnnews.com.